to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch, and each week on the show, no matter what's going on with Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk investing in brain implants, we'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed. Something we like to call a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us. For the next 15 minutes or so, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about a pillow that breathes. And I'll stop worrying about a boba robot.
And I'll stop worrying about the words that a university in Michigan has banished.
And now, let's get tiny.
Yes, let's, because they didn't banish tiny, although they banished the word goat, which I'm all for. No more goat. Okay, coming up on the show, we're going to talk about taking even a tiny break during your day and what that can do for you. And
we have a listener victory about finding your tribe.
I love that subject. Okay, but first, this week's episode is sponsored by Lumi Labs. We love Lumi Labs.
They're so nice.
They are. If you've been listening to the show, you know that I'm a microdoser. And microdosing is giving you just that very small but likely the right amount of good in your gummies. So LumiDose microdose gummies, I take them before I go to sleep. Now, some people take them to increase creativity, to relax.
Yeah, I love that there's several applications for it.
Yes, there are. Personally, I use them to go to sleep at night. They taste delicious, and they just like help me, and I don't wake up in the middle of the night and eat a pan full of brownies.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Also good, microdose is very available. It's available nationwide. Mm-hmm. To learn more about microdosing THC, you just go to microdose.com. And when you use code TINY, T-I-N-Y, you get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description, but super easy to remember. It's microdose.com, code TINY.
Yes, love it. Okay, on with the show.
So, Annabelle.
Yes.
You're one of the busiest people that I know. And and lately, it's been super bananas, like a field of bananas. The way your schedule is, I feel like you're speaking or writing or traveling. You're on different coasts, you're on different continents. And I just wanted to ask, how is that going?
It has been going fantastically until it's not, right? Because at a certain point, like I just run out of steam, like you do, because you're human. And I actually, this year is going to be much more a year where I'm sitting and writing. And I'm really happy for that. But, you know, it takes a big adjustment, right? Like, I think that has a big adjustment in terms of when you're living in one way, like let's say you're doing a job that's all encompassing, then the job ends and you're like, what is time?
Yeah, when I'm on a TV job, it's consuming. It's all you can do. You can barely even take time for yourself, much less friends or family. And then I'm between gigs and it's like, oh, I have a galaxy of hours each day, which I must manage and organize in some way.
And catch up with a million errands and things you put aside. But also there's this thing I jumped to avoid that, which is a ridiculous thing. I jumped into another job, which I had to do. And I got very depleted because I really wasn't ready to do that yet, which is a whole other episode topic, I think, about really knowing what's appropriate at different times. But so I was working around the clock, and I finally had a moment to myself. And this is the thing. I was planning to spend Sunday organizing, and I did do some of that, like catching up on things. But a friend texted me and said, do you want to meet me at the Joan Didion show? It's like an art, music, film, multi-discipline exhibit that is inspired by her writing, you know, since her passing recently. That's just been on people's minds. And the thing was at the Hammer Museum, which is an hour from my house, and it's a museum. So normally, when I think about going to a museum, and I love going to museums, only I don't go all the time because I feel like, well, I need a lot of time.
Yes, it's a stroll. It's a 3 hours and then travel on the front and back. Right, and then also get a meal.
Now, I didn't have that. I figured I'd have an hour to drive there, an hour to be there, just an hour in the museum, and then an hour drive home. So is it going to be worth it? And I decided just to try as an experiment. What if I do a tiny injection?
Oh, I feel like you're inspiring yourself through the podcast.
Yes. So.
Tiny museum visit? Don't mind if I do.
I did it. And it was fantastic. It was so limited, but actually it's a great exhibit. Her writing is so both terse and poetic, this her prose, and it was just this injection, a quick injection. I was like, why don't I do this? I sometimes, it's like sort of like that thing of like, oh, I can't work out because I don't have 3 hours to go and do the whole circuit. I have to, but so, you know, it's that thing of like saying it's okay to do a small amount of something.
Oh, I love it. Like I teach meditation and I actually do these little meditation moments on John Moe's Depression Mode. Yes, he drops them in like once a month. And I'm constantly astounded. We just kind of do it for like a minute. It actually makes a difference. Just from go, go, go to like, I think of it as a detour for your brain and you're giving your mind an option. Look, I can be stressed and freaked out, or I can just notice something else, shift gears. And then my question is, when you came back from the museum and you got back into all your to-dos, did you feel different?
I was in such a great mood.
You took a little vacation during the day.
I did. Yes. And it was like, you know, your moment of zen, your moment of art thing. And exactly what you talked about, a small meditation. Like, don't let the fact you don't have a whole day for a museum stop you. You know, if this is something that's going to recharge you. So, you know, the thing is about her work, California really shaped her brain and her view of the world. And so they had these landscapes, these photographs, and it was so transportive because it was translating words into images, and it just got my imagination firing. And I wanted to, we're going to put up on our social media for today's episode this installation. And I just want to say, if you guys, when you're looking at this little video, just notice the details. You'll see there's a postcard of Miami Beach. This is like in the 1980s. It's like someone's apartment. It's a desk. And there's a song playing. It's Elton John's This Is Your Song. There's a Joan Didion book. There's a Truman Capote book. There's a beer can. There's some cigarettes. There's some like writing utensils. It just captures this moment. It meant for me, like in my early 20s, when I was really immersed in art and just so inspired by these various mediums. And I want to read this tiny, tiny bit of Joan Didion just to think about, just a little injection of incredible thinking. This is from the White Album. We tell ourselves stories in order to live. We interpret what we see, select the most workable of the multiple choices. We live entirely, especially if we are writers, by the imposition of a narrative line upon disparate images, by the ideas with which we have learned to freeze the shifting phantasmagoric, which is our actual experience. Or at least we do so for a while. I am talking here about a time when I began to doubt the premise of all the stories I had ever told to myself. A common condition, but one I found troubling. I just like the way she puts and frames this idea that in a moment we can change the way we see our lives and the stories we've told ourselves about who we are. And I think that that's an opportunity. What she's talking about is an opportunity to reframe, you know, the way you see your life. And, you know, that's what that day did for me. In 1 hour, I was able to think, I am a person who can do something restorative for myself and something unexpected. And I just love that you can change your day in just a a tiny bit of time.
Yeah, that it doesn't take long. And I have one little thing to add. In when I was in college, and I honestly mm-hmm. hate when people do this, like you say a word, then you say it meaningfully. But I've thought about it since college. This English teacher said, let your recreation should be recreation. It should be something that fills that creative spirit. And it took me a couple of decades to appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But I held on to it like, well, I'm not interested now. I'd rather drink. But I get it. I'll circle back.
It's so funny because I relate to your feeling. I both love it and I want to punch the person who says it.
Same.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Don't punch anyone while we do.
Wisdom with emphasis.
Hear from another show on the Maximum Fun Network. When we come back, we're going to talk finding your tribe.
Parenting. It's hard, but don't worry. You're not alone. Belly up to the low bar with One Bad Mother and let us remind you that fine is good enough.
They want to climb on different things. And how am I supposed to keep them both from dying?
There is a right way to do this. And if I can figure out that right way, I'm going to be a good parent. So that is not a thing.
So join us each week and let us tell you that you are doing a good job. You can listen to One Bad Mother on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gerwich.
So we recently received a very flattering email from a listener. Thank you. Thank you in advance. And I personally love hearing, we're always begging you to call, right? I feel like a good portion of our show is, it's like political parties asking for money. We're just like, please call in, call with your victories. But we mean it because frankly, I don't know if anyone's listening until we hear from you.
It's a weird thing. You know, you've been a stand up for a lot of your life. I've been a performer, right. You know, like live theater.
You used to respond.
Get to response. And it, sometimes it's a strange thing when we're talking into a microphone and we're like, is anyone out there?
Now I get why radio hosts are always like, call in, we're gonna take a caller, we're asking a question. We're doing the but exactly. we do hear from you on sometimes emails or voice memos or, you know, on social media, and it's great. And we got this email. Someone had just found the podcast and appreciated the brevity, which is nice. But I want to read a little bit from it.
Go for it.
She says, this is Joyce, and she says, for nearly a decade, I've been aimlessly wandering the internet, searching for a community exactly like Tiny Victories that's relatable and speaks to something other than fashion, beauty, and how to look younger. I feel as though I've found my tribe and look forward to catching up on previous episodes. And I'm crying.
I love that so much. I mean, first of all, the idea of aimlessly wandering the internet, I so relate to that.
Like it's a Moses led.
It's like 40 years in the internet. Where am I?
Day in, day out.
But you can really feel that way because there's never a time where you put something in and it says you have reached the end of the internet. And it just goes on and you can feel like, oh, there's things so much out there that doesn't speak to you or that goes down a weird rabbit hole.
It's neat when you find a fit. When you had the idea for this podcast, it was like, let's create this community where we encourage each other to look for these tiny wins and little victories and fleeting moments and little joys. And I don't know. It's really, I'd love to be found, frankly.
I know. It is super sweet. And also, it's like, let's look for these things, but still be funny.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is a really inspiring thing, but I also want to punch the person who says it. Like, I just have to have the two things. And actually, speaking of lost and found, because that was part of something she related to.
Right, it's a response to the Atomic Habits Lost and Found episode.
Yes, and that made me really happy that she said that really helped to hear that passage from that book, because she was stuck in a state of numbness, which can become your normal default.
Can become a pattern.
Like I used to say, oh, I'm addicted to misery. Like misery was my, as people say, drug of choice.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Yeah, well, you know. There's
I totally get it. But when you just starkly shine a light on that sentence, it's like,
yeah, it's terrifying.
Oh,
I know, poor, it's a little upsetting.
Poor that Annabelle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that Annabelle is no longer playing here.
I wrote in the margins of a book one time that was about sort of changing and letting old patterns go, and what it may or may not have been 12-step related. Anyway, but I wrote, who am I if not angry?
Oh, God, I totally understand.
Who would I even be? And it's like, oh, slightly younger Laura. I know. Ouch.
You know, I always say, I'm not for everyone. I'm an acquired taste, and I'm totally okay with that. But I love when we, you know, when we can cultivate a community of people who are also acquired tastes. And, you know, it's fucking hard to be human. I think that this is something that has really come to people's attention through the pandemic. If you're quarantining with people, you hated them. If you were quarantining alone, you hated yourself. I don't know. It's just really hard times. So it's great to have a little tribe. And on that note, that is it for this week's show. Thank you so much to Joyce for writing into us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate everyone who reaches out. I actually have to say, there was a message we got on Instagram and I accidentally deleted it. It was about a blog post. If you want to reach out again, I wasn't ignoring you. It's delete is right next to accept. Anyway, thumbs. But I want to thank everyone who reaches out. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes sharing listener victories, so please keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record your Tiny Victory on the voice memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org.
If you have a comment or a suggestion about this week's or any of our shows, please tell us about it. Call, email, reach out on Instagram or Twitter. Our handle for both platforms is @GetTinyPod.
Please help us reach new listeners here. This is that thing that we talked about. We'd love it if you could leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review if you're inspired. Please help us get the word out about the show. Please tell your friend, family, anyone you meet in a museum that you think needs a little bit of goodness in their lives.
Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher, and our editor is Nihar Patel.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you have unexpectedly artsy and tribal tiny victories.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.